Good morning, welcome to Emmett Audio. So yesterday morning I got sucked down into a digital wormhole, or black hole, I guess, because it didn't spit me out anywhere further along my path than I wanted to be, so I guess it wasn't the wormhole. I got sucked into a digital black hole by reading up on Spotify for Podcasts, which used to be Anchor. They used to create this podcast as being Spotify's changing at some point, I think in June, they're partnering with this other company called Riverside to make their podcast making side of things better. And Spotify for Podcasts will still be the place where I can host, but I won't be able to create these audio files on the platform anymore, which means I need to figure out how to use Riverside or some other thing that I can then just upload to Spotify. And you know, one of the things I liked about Anchor from the start was that it was simple. And indeed, as I got my voice in this podcast to figure out what I wanted it to be, I was able to make it simpler still. I wasn't using any of the editing software. I wasn't adding in soundtracks in the background. It's just me talking. And when I started using the Riverside thing, it seemed clear that there was no feature that was just voice notes, as far as I can tell. And there's no feature really for recording audio, just audio by itself. Because I think podcasts have become this multimedia thing where it's much more about the visual. You know, it's like a TV show now, is what many podcasts have become. And then you can listen to them as well, but people want to capture video, but I don't want to capture video. I don't want to be looking at myself. I don't want to have a bunch of videos of me talking or anything like that. I'll have to figure out how to do it in a way that I am comfortable with. When I clawed my way out of the black hole after, I don't know, an hour and a half or something, going down the rabbit hole of trying out different voice memo apps and being disgusted with how all of them make you look at an ad while you're talking, which is really not helpful.
I'm open to people's ideas of apps that I could buy for a couple bucks where it would be simple and I wouldn't have to look at an ad. I don't need it to be free. But I would like to just buy it and not have to subscribe. That feels important. And basically what I wanted to talk about was the importance of deciding for yourself what you want to do. You know, the world will always try and push you in the direction that they think people want to go in. And to the extent that you want to do what everybody else is doing, that's fine. To the extent that you want, or, you know, that your needs line up with the needs of the company that you're using, great. But there are lots of times when your needs don't line up with what's best for the company. And there's lots of times when you don't want to do what everybody else is doing. In fact, it's often a strategic advantage to not do what everyone else is doing. Now, I'm not saying that me not doing a video podcast is strategically advantageous, but I am saying that it's, to the extent that it has allowed me to create this thing that I find valuable for myself, to be able to talk over ideas like this, and to the extent that other people have found it valuable, and to the extent that a video format would have pushed me in a direction that just felt like everybody else's format, where you're sitting in a studio, and that doesn't feel useful to me at all. And that's just one example. right? The world is full of examples of you being pushed to adopt certain technologies because it just becomes harder to not, right? So you might like a simple car, for instance, but I remember back in the early 2000s where the dashboards of cars got super complex. Like, not only did they have a touchscreen with all that rigmarole, but all the number of buttons on the dashboard proliferated profoundly. And it was not helpful. We had a Jetta sports wagon for a very brief, ill-advised period, and that was the main thing I hated about it. You know, the standard, which I liked, it was diesel, which I liked, but had so many stupid bells and whistles that, you know, somebody who likes bells and whistles put them into that car. But that wasn't what I wanted. And in the end, we got rid of that car and got a car that was much simpler to use and had fewer options. But what we got for having those fewer options was a simplicity. And I think, you know, I'm probably less prone to this, but I know people who are prone to being swept up in the possibility expressed by technology, the possibility to do all these different things. And it's easy to get swept up in that and to not think to yourself, well, what do I actually want to do? What would I find valuable to have as a feature? And generally speaking, you know, most of the features that things are made, when things are made so that they can do everything that every sort of entity of any size could want, especially when you're small, there's going to be so many things that they can do that they have there available to do that have nothing to do with you. This is one of the issues with using cookie cutter software. I remember back when I started my scientific editing business with my dad, it was in the days just before Squarespace sort of made the sort of templature of making websites a thing. And because that wasn't a thing, we hired someone to design for us the back end to the business that we wanted. And it wasn't ideal. We were certainly using some of the templature that wasn't necessarily what we wanted, but some of it was made to be specifically what we wanted. Willa, come on. Nothing more and nothing less. And the experience, come on, of using something that does exactly what you want it to do and doesn't have more features than that was profoundly lovely. And I think back to that as what I want my daily life to be. Like, I want my daily life to have all of the features I want it to have and nothing more. No superfluous parts that are for somebody else, you know, that weren't designed with my needs in mind. And that means that requires me to do the designing, and that requires me to be thoughtful about what I want and don't want to have in my life. You know, and a great example is this, like, when I go to do the podcast, how complicated is it? Does it involve some process that I just don't want to have to deal with? One of the reasons that I was drawn to Anchor was that it was so simple, that the process was so simple, and that it facilitated this meditative state in me because the process was simple. And I'm gonna need at this point to figure out what's the next simple process that will help continue to support this, because simply adopting the video technology and all the bells and whistles that this new app has just because that's what most people want will ruin what I have here. And I think when we find ourselves swept up in these things, we end up losing the flow states in our lives because they get overly complicated with stuff that we didn't choose. Thank you for listening.